Harold C. and Richard H. Dodd, east of Route 1, southeast intersection of Fisher Street and Robinson Drive, being Lot 26, Block F within Dodd's Addition Development, a variance from side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Harold Dodd, 20574 Fisher Street, Rehoboth Beach.
And also testify? Pardon? You're also going to testify?
Well, I'm here. I'm on the deed also. So
all right. What's your name?
Yeah, Richard Dodd, okay. 21768 Vaughn Road, Georgetown.
Okay. Do you both swear affirm the testimony you give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
My name is Harold Dodd. Good evening.
Staying awake?
Yeah. For Lot 26 in Lewis Rehoboth 100, I, Harold Dodd, am seeking a variance of 4.5 feet on the side yard setback and a 4-foot variance on the rear yard setback requirements to enable me to have to construct a proposed single-story addition that would be attached to the existing small-story house that currently resides there. Also, Lot 26, as you can see on the plans attached to the application, is a corner property, and the shape of the lot is a trapezoid shape, but the existing structure that resides on the property does comply with a 30-foot building line setback from Fisher Street, and it does comply with a 15-foot building line setback from Robinson Drive. The adjacent property to the south of that, Lot 25, is a vacant lot. On the western side of the property, our neighbor, Wayne and Donald Smith, and their existing house, this proposed addition would not obstruct any view that they would have from their summer residence, since they have no visible windows or doors in either the east or north ends of their existing structure. And I have some pictures to show that if they would be of help. I have discussed the plan and proposed addition and this variance request with several of the permanent neighbors down there that are year-round residents, and I've not received any objections or concerns. With regard to our existing house that's on Lot 26, it is a very small structure. It's only 24 by 26, about 600 square foot, and was built primarily for summer usage. But now with the proposed construction of a single-story addition, it would become my primary residence year-round. I do have a couple of photographs if they would visualize the property and some of the adjacent surrounding areas, if they would be helpful. And that's all I have. Thank you for your consideration. Any questions?
You got some pictures?
Yes, I have some.
Present them here to the secretary, if you will.
So Lot 25 is vacant, but it is also owned by you?
Yes, my brother.
All right.
Mr. Dodd, what's the size of the proposed addition you've shown?
It's about 24 by 34. What I'm trying to do is add a single car garage, another bedroom, a bathroom, and a washer dryer area.
You could construct an addition within the building framework of the lot, could you not?
I could construct a building addition within.
Yes, I could. You could build your entire addition within the building frame with the
building restrictions.
I wouldn't be able to get a garage in there. And because of the trapezoid shape of the property, it really cuts it off.
Would you be building above the existing structure?
No, it would be a single-story addition.
And you actually live there now?
Yes, I do.
Why can't he go up?
Lived there for how long?
Just this year.
Good.
I used to live in Dover. I just sold my house in Dover. I just retired. I just moved down.
Whoever has owned this property in previous years lived there and did so without a garage, apparently.
Well, actually, it was our mother.
Is this the Smith's residence? Is this a Smith's residence next door?
Yes, it is, yes. That's the side. Actually, that was the garage with that structure when it was built originally. It makes sense.
So this is the side that your variance is.
That's correct. Yeah.
Where's it coming in there?
And there's another couple that show the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Robinson Drive view. Mm-hmm.
I don't see where you're going to gain anything with 4 feet. You could handle 4 feet there.
I'm sorry.
I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
What's the front yard setback there?
The front yard setback for MR is 30 feet.
So how could he...
15 feet from the sides. He's on a corner lot.
Is Robinson Avenue the front, or is Fisher's?
No, Fisher.
Oh, okay.
Fisher's is the front, Robinson's the side, so he needs 15 from Robinson and 30 from Fisher.
That's the present setbacks, right? Yes.
That's your building restriction lines there?
Yes.
So what he needs on the side is 10 feet. And 10 feet from the rear.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? No. Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? If you're hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,367 under advisement.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,367 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made later on this evening, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay.
Case number 10,003.